He destroyed him, the devil, that had power over death. So now then, God's in total control. He's in total control. And the Satan cannot do anything without God's approval. But he didn't annihilate the devil. And I often wondered, why God, why, with all the problems we have, why did you not just annihilate him when you destroyed him? Well, now I know. Because he needed him. He needed him to put us to the test. He needed him to be the whipping post for us whenever we sin. Because God's got these stratas of demons, their principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and spiritual wickedness in the heavenlies. And there's probably even more than those four. But those are the four that Paul told us about. And these beings are powerful beings. And God uses them. He walks among them. I mean, he walks upon all powers given him in heaven and earth. All powers given to Jesus. He has total power over the devil. The devil couldn't blink an eyelash, if he has eyelashes, without Jesus' okay. So, since Jesus is in total control, all you've got to do is please Jesus. Now then, we can go back to this magnificent promise of Psalms 91, when Jesus tells us, if you will dwell in the secret place of the Most High God, and then you will say of the Lord, he's my refuge, he's my strength, in him will I trust. Then verse 3 says, he, God, Jesus, will set you free from the devil. He will keep you free from the devil. He will do it. You don't have to worry about it. But if you get off into sin. In other words, Jesus tells you in Psalm 91, if you walk holy in obedience to his word, he will keep the devourer from you. He said he will keep you from all plagues, all sickness, and all disease, and you will be able to walk across this earth amongst all the terror by night and day, and by the arrows that flies and everything, those flaming darts of the devil. He'll be shooting them at everybody else. But he says it cannot come near you. It cannot come near you. But for it not to come near you, you've got to walk in obedience to God's word. You've got to be obedient to the word of God. You've got to walk in love. You've got to do what the king says. You've got to walk through this earth without grumbling and complaining. Now, every one of these areas that God puts you to the test, and he puts every one of us to the test, every one of us are put to the test many times in the course of your life. The children of Israel were, and you will be, I can assure you. And he's going to find out how you respond to these tests. That's what he's going to do. He's going to put you to the test. Now then, if you pass the test, great. If you don't pass the test and you sin, you're going to get a demon. That's all there is to it. A demon is coming to your house. Whenever a thought comes to your mind to do something wrong to someone, or to lie to someone, or to steal some money, if you yield to that, you're going to open the door to a demon. You're going to break God's rules, and you're going to fall from grace, and you're going to be guilty of breaking the law, and the devil's going to have legal right to torment you or your family, your wife, your children, and your assets. So you don't want to go there. You want to walk holy on obedience to God's word. Now, if you break those rules and a demon gets into you, which I think every Christian, every person alive on the face of the earth today has opened a door in sin probably many times, and the devil has come into their life. Every one of us. I know I had, because I got a demon. I didn't know that I had power and authority over the devil. I didn't know these things, although I had the Bible. I went to Sunday school class. I read it, but I usually didn't read anything except what we were going to study for the Sunday school. And I learned very little from God's word for 15, 20 years. And then one day I started reading, and I started learning who I was and what I could do. But I still had not associated this fact of sin and how that where I sinned, it opened the door to the devil. After I became a Christian at 11, there's any number of ways I could have opened the door through sin, since I know how simple it is to sin. Many times, I'm sure I sinned in different ways when I was from 11 on. But anyway, in my teen years, somehow I opened the door to a demon that came into my flesh and began to work on my flesh. Now, I didn't understand this, but I asked the Lord when I got much older, Lord, is it possible for me to have a demon? Well, I asked all the preachers I knew back in those days, being a member of a Southern Baptist church, could I have a demon? And all of them told me no. Well, that's a pretty comforting fact, but that's not true. You can have a devil. You can have multitudes of them and still be a Christian. And if you've got weaknesses in your life, if you're smoking and you can't quit, you got a demon. If you're drinking and you can't quit, you got a demon. If you got any kind of sickness and disease in your body and it will not get well, or even if it does, you got a demon. And so that's what causes this. Now, if you're having seizures, you got a demon. I'm sorry, that's just the way it is. I've seen too many demons cast out of people with seizures and seen them instantly get healed. So anyway, I'm going through my life and I've got a problem with my body that I don't have a clue that it's a demon. Now, I didn't know it, but I'd ask the Lord, can I have a demon? Everybody told me no. But so I wasn't happy with that answer, so I continued to ask the Lord, Lord, can I have a demon? Finally, one night, I was sitting there studying the Word of God, and I'd done a study on spirits of. Now, when I'd done this study on spirits of, I had studied about many kind of spirits. There's a spirit of lying. I mean, this just, you name it, there's so many, there's almost too many to name. But finally, after several hours of studying the Word of God, I come over to, in the New Testament, to Luke 13:11. And in Luke 13:11, the story is there about the little woman that had been bowed over and couldn't straighten herself up. And for 18 years, she had been like that. When she came to Jesus, he said, daughter, you are loosed from your spirit of infirmity. Spirit of infirmity. So infirmity or sickness and weakness is a demon. When Jesus said, you're loosed from your infirmity, the demon left her and she was healed and she could straighten herself up. I read that story that night years ago. And when I did, the Lord spoke to me. He said, son, now I'd ask him, is it possible for a Christian to have a demon, or can I have a demon? And when I asked that question, the Lord clearly said, I mean, he didn't tell me when I asked it. It was several months later in the study of the Word of God when he revealed this to me. Whenever he said, son, you have one of those demons, the spirit of infirmity, living in your body. I said, Lord, I said, infirmity means sickness or weakness, and I am not sick and I'm not weak. So I said, what is it? He said, it's your athlete's foot. I said, Lord, athlete's foot is a demon? He said, yes, son. And in my name, you have authority over it. Well, now see, the reason this beast had been able to beat up on me for so many years is because I am just now learning who I am in Christ and my identity with Christ. I didn't know who I was in Christ, but I'm slowly learning it now. And now I'm getting closer and closer to learning who I am in Christ. So when the Lord revealed to me that night, yes, son, you have a demon, and that demon is it's a spirit of infirmity. He's living in your body, and it is your athlete's foot. Now, who would have ever dreamed that athlete's foot is a demon? But it is. So anyway, that night, I turned my feet out from under my computer desk where I was studying, just like I'm sitting here at this desk right now. And I looked down at my feet and I commanded in the name of Jesus for that demon to come out of me. Now, this scripture we were just talking about a while ago before I started here was Luke 10:19-20. Think about what Luke 10:19-20 says. Now, if you do not have these scriptures committed to memory, you need to commit them to memory. Because Luke 10:19-20, Jesus said, behold, I give unto you authority to trample on the devil and his demons. all power is given to you over them, and they shall in no wise hurt you. He said, nevertheless, rejoice not in this, that these evil spirits have to be subject to you, but rather rejoice because your name's written in heaven. That means these things have to go away when you speak to them in the name of Jesus. But what if the sin's still there? Well, then they don't go away, because that's why they're there. It's because when you sinned, you committed a sin, you came under a curse, God spoke the curse, and the devil sent one of his demons to take care of that. In other words, they're the spiritual authorities, the executive department of the spiritual world. And when you break one of God's rules, a demon's going to come get you. That's how simple it is. He just, that's his job. He's been assigned this job. When we sin, they come get us. That simple. They cause sickness and disease. They start chipping away at our body, like those demons were chipping away at my feet. Now, who knows how many other demons I might have had to gotten in my body before they could have all worked together and brought some kind of a sickness on my body that would kill my body. But God says sin, when it's fully matured, brings forth death. Or he says, whenever somebody sins and a righteous person goes and converts that sinner from his ways of evil, he said, you will have saved that sinner from death. Isn't that amazing? I've done that many times for many people. But here I am, sitting there. The Lord just told me I have a spirit of infirmity living in my feet. It's called athlete's foot. And I have power and authority over it. So that night, by faith, knowing who I was in Christ, I turned and looked at those feet, and I commanded in the name of Jesus, according with Luke 10, 19, and 20, I commanded those demons to leave my feet. I commanded them to go to the pit and to stay there or to go somewhere, but never to come back to me. Never. And that 20-plus years ago that happened, and never have I had that problem again. Now, they've come back a few times and tried to tickle my feet to make me think they were going to come back. But I will not let them. I said, no. The minute I feel them trying to come back, I said, no, you're out of here in the name of Jesus. It's over. You're out. Now then, how much power did Jesus give us over the forces of darkness? All. He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on the devil. And if you'll take that word and you'll speak those words by faith, that devil will leave you and you can be free and walk in divine health.
We have to stop right there. But if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.